Thank you, Liz. Good afternoon, good evening, welcome. Today I'm going to kind of piggyback off of Liz here and talk about a project that I was privileged to be on a few years ago at Columbia University about developing the workforce roles that Liz so eloquently spoke about. So the title of my presentation is Applying an Integrated Model of Curriculum Design, Implementation, and Evaluation in Health Information Technology, Promoting Patient Care Through Meaningful Evaluation Practices. And as I go through my presentation, as and I'm sure you're accustomed to, is this use of the word meaningful. And so I hope to emphasize that throughout my presentation. And at this point, I have no relationship to disclose either. So the Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health, the HITECH initiative, was part of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act enacted in 2009, which was intended really to promote meaningful use of electronic health records. The basic reason behind this is to promote the use of electronic health records so that we would see improvements not only in patient care, but through the quality of the healthcare delivery systems. And so this meaningful use does require that we have a workforce who knows how to use these electronic health records in ways that actually have some patient outcomes that are enhanced through the use of this technology, including the use of more preventive care, decrease in healthcare costs, and reductions in medication errors. And so implicit to this requirement was that we develop a workforce that was actually capable of imparting this knowledge, maintaining electronic health records, and staying abreast of new evaluation with the EHR adoption rates. And so with this being said, the Obama administration allotted about $118 million toward workforce development roles. Of that, the Office of the National Coordinator established four different initiatives to design and prepare a curriculum for workforce development. These included curriculum development centers, otherwise known as CDCs, and these were five universities, which I'll talk about in just a minute here, across the nation, who are designed to develop the curricular materials necessary to teach these workforce roles. The second fund was for community college consortia, which was a collection of community colleges that would be carrying out a certificate program for six workforce roles of the HITECH Act. We also were part of a competency exam program in which there was a standardized exam just to make sure there were some basic competencies being met by the different community colleges. And then finally, a university-based training, which was allotted for those roles that required a little bit more specific and intense training that could not be achieved in a six-month community college consortia. Columbia University was one of five universities that was selected as a curriculum development center. The other universities included Duke University, Johns Hopkins, University of Alabama, Birmingham, and Oregon Health and Sciences University. And so at Columbia University, at the medical center, we had a group of five content specialists who undertook this role of designing the curricular constructs of what we were allotted. Now, because the ONC did not really specify what we needed to do in terms of curriculum, it was really left up for each development center to decide what kind of content they wanted to teach and how. We really needed a little bit of structure to decide how are we going to present this material in the most effective way. Some of the mandatory requirements that the ONC did pass down is that we have an instructor manual for each course or each component, that we have a syllabi, or what they called it was a blueprint of things to be discussed within the component, a multiple choice test, PowerPoints with flash, voice narrated, and ADA compliant accessibilities, as well as a culminating performance outcome. So the CDCs went through three iterations. Version one was the initial design, and it underwent evaluation by the ONC. Version two had some internal validation, and then finally version three of the same product was released in the spring of 2012 and is currently being implemented in community colleges and other certificate programs around the country currently. What I'm representing was the Assessment and Evaluation Research Initiative, otherwise known as the AERI, that was associated at Teachers College at Columbia. And the Columbia CDC principal investigator was needing a little bit of structure. And so she subcontracted us out to help with designing the curriculum, the assessments, as well as putting together the blueprint, so to speak. So just a little background about the AERI. At Teachers College, it really isn't an evaluation type of organization in which we want to promote meaningful use of assessments throughout a number of interdisciplinary ways. In fact, we currently have a contract with ETS, as we're all familiar with the SAT and GRE, to just help them standardize their tests and so forth. So we cross a lot of borders here, and for this one, we cross the border over into the health field. So my objective in the next 10 minutes or so is going to be to describe the comprehensive model that we undertook as Columbia Curriculum Development Center to develop, to validate, and then to facilitate the implementation of our four curricular components that we were charged with. And you can see here from my chart, we were charged with public health IT, vendor-specific systems, training and instructional design, and usability and human factors. These were just four out of 20 units or 20 components of the certificate program. And so each development center were allotted four over the five of us. And you can see here that we developed anywhere between 8 to 13 units for each. And you can think of these such as courses that students would take. So our methodology, the way that we proceeded, was in three stages. The first thing we did was to design the curriculum and assessment materials. And this took the bulk of our time, not only working with the content specialists, but also putting together an alignment of not only what they thought was important to know, but also what the ONC thought was important to know as well. Our second step was to content validate these curriculum design tools and to revise those products under three different versions. And then finally, we undertook a larger scale evaluation to see, well, does the curriculum we designed and content validated and revised quite a few times, is it being carried out? Is it being used meaningfully in the Northeast? So our stage one, like I said, took up the bulk of our time, and it was designing curriculum and assessment materials. So I hope to give you a little bit of really quick background here on what we did. We began this stage with specifying the different domains of learning outcomes by working one-on-one with the content specialist and speaking to them about what they thought was most important for each individual workforce role. So for example, one of our components was public health IT. So we sat down with the content specialist and had a conversation about what she thought was the most important things to get out of this course. Now these were content specialists and they lacked a little bit of educational pedagogy and how to go about writing objectives and linking what they thought they should know into a blueprint or a syllabus that was worthy of assessment and writing objectives. So we gave them some pretty one-on-one attention to get their ideas and to somehow translate that into meaningful and measurable objectives. Once we were able to get this blueprint or this outline of what the content specialist deemed were important, we then went ahead and had them make PowerPoints or make transcripts about delivering each unit. From that, they handed it over to us at AERI and said, here is our PowerPoint. We were charged with making assessments, multiple choice tests based upon that, as well as modifying our objectives on our original blueprint to make sure there was some alignment between their PowerPoints and our objectives, and also to make a culminating performance outcome or a kind of a capstone question. What you can see from here is our integrated model of curriculum development. So at the top, at the apex, the domains of learning are the objectives. So for each unit developed, we had an overarching objective. What did we want the students to know at the end of viewing this PowerPoint? We also wanted to make sure that that objective aligned with what was actually being taught within those instructional materials. So within the PowerPoint, within the transcripts, did that match up to our stated objectives? And then finally, did our assessment match not only what was in the PowerPoint, but could we link our assessment directly to the objectives or our domains of learning that we pre-established? Stage two was when we started to content validate these first iteration of this curricular material. So this was about 1 year into the program out of a two-year funded grant. We conducted two levels of evaluation. We conducted an internal evaluation with 10 participants in the first year. From that, we asked about four different constructs. We had workforce role relevance, alignment of materials with objectives, the quality of the instructional materials, as well as the quality of assessments. From that, we took the feedback and we revised to project to revision two. And then we conducted an external content validation with 38 members of people who were outside of the design process. And these were members in the New York City Department of Mental Health and Hygiene. We included community college instructors, as well as some content experts outside of the design process. And what we used was a semi-structured survey, not only so that participants had a chance to answer quantitatively, but also had an open-ended section for comments. This really led to our three different versions, which we produced of our components. The last stage of our methodology was a protocol for system-wide program implementation. We formed an evaluation task force after version 3 was produced to engage local stakeholders to be part of a plan to identify a better way to evaluate and to actually implement this across a number of community colleges. The ONC was doing a nationwide evaluation. We undertook this as a sort of a special project that we wanted to know what we did was working. So we only made this plan for our four components that we were allotted at Columbia University. We made a plan, a logic model, as well as a plan to talk to community college instructors, to conduct focus groups with students, to ask about their experience and did they think that this was a useful tool to help them develop into the workforce roles necessary. The results of this whole methodology was that there were a total of 84 curricular and assessment products that we designed and content validated, so it was quite an undertaking looking back on it. When we break that down, we had four blueprints, or otherwise known as syllabi, which clearly outlined each component, each objective for each course that we developed. We developed 40 multiple choice assessments, and they included about 10 to 20 questions each. And then finally, we designed and content validated 40 performance assessments with scoring rubrics. And I'll show you a few examples of what these look like. So a quick snapshot of this blueprint that I've been talking about. Here is just an outline, a very small piece of what it would look like. But this was for one of our components called vendor systems, and it was number 14. And so here you could see that we have an overarching goal, and it's 5.0 at the top. So for Unit 5 of this course, the overarching goal, what was seen at the top, is 5.0. But underneath that, we had several other objectives that we met. And so this applies, it used Bloom's taxonomy. We started off with some basic recall, some basic understanding, and we moved our way up to higher order thinking. So this really took a lot of time to understand what the content experts wanted to communicate and putting it in a way that we can then assess and evaluate. Here's an example of a multiple choice question that we developed, and I put this up here not because I don't think you don't know what a multiple choice question looks like, but I also wanted to show you at the very bottom, not only did we design multiple choice questions, but we provided exactly what objective does this align to. So it just wasn't a question out of the blue. It appealed to a certain objective, and then we also stated where in the PowerPoint slide was this addressed. So we were very specific with our multiple choice questions, making sure that no question did not appeal to a certain objective. And then finally here, you can see one of our performance outcomes examples. And so this was the capstone assessment, so to speak. At the end of viewing all of these units for a certain component, the student should be able to do this. And so this appeals to the overarching objective. So for this example, 3.0 is at the very top. But if you look to the bottom line, answering this question covers a number of other objectives underneath the scope of that. So it really was one of those performance assessments that tried to capture as many objectives as possible. our content validation, I want to share with you just a little snapshot of what we found qualitatively as well as quantitatively. And so we had over 192 open-ended comments that we coded, and we coded those into five different areas: content relevance, usability of materials, clarity of the materials, connectivity among curriculum, and finally, link of theory to practice and workforce needs. And of these 192 different responses, some of them were content experts, but the majority of them were outside of the content field. They were folks who are currently in the workforce role being developed, which offered some nice insight. Are we teaching what you really are going to need to know out in the real world? We also had four different quantitative aspects to our content validation. Here you could see we asked about the alignment of components with objectives. So how well were our components matching our objectives? And so we had four different components. We had a range of people who completed this. This was taken from our internal validation, and you could see our scores, our mean scores were quite high. So there was a larger degree of let's say approval for what we did. So it was a pretty validating experience, no pun intended. And then finally, we developed a logic model. And this logic model really paints the picture of the role that we played in a more dynamic unit. I know that's a little small text and hard to see, but the curriculum that we designed was hopefully going to have some effect on the outcomes that you can see in the right-hand column. These outcome variables are essentially, what did we want to get from this? Which, of course, we asked community college instructors, what did they think of the program? Did they like the units that they developed? Did they think that this was something that the workforce roles need? We had student outcomes in which we asked students, what did they think about the program as well? Were they satisfied with it? And did they feel like the knowledge base was necessary? And then finally, and ultimately, the outcome variable was, did it have an effect on workforce roles? Did we adequately prepare people to go out and enter these jobs to work toward maintaining, to assisting clinicians and hospitals in EHR adoption? So in conclusion, we used an iterative and systems-based and participant-oriented approach to develop a curriculum for four different components. And this included three different steps, including designing the curricular components as well as assessments, content validating and revising our components as needed, and then finally developing a plan for implementation and evaluation, which was guided by that big picture I showed you of the logic model and evaluation protocol. And so the logic model really was one of our star products from an evaluation standpoint, because we were able to see how our small role of developing a curriculum plays into the larger dynamic of hopefully having a little bit more patient-centered care and improved patient outcomes. So we present our findings as comprehensive and stakeholder-oriented. We worked very closely with not only the content specialists, but the people who were actually working in the field, as well as community college instructors, as innovative and potentially replicable for future. So we hope that this methodology will be used in futures, not only for workforce role development, but across any type of educational needs necessary. I thank you for your time, and I think, Liz, I might have 1 minute for a question. 2 minutes for questions. Thank you.